Dictation 4, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Kubi, K-U-B-E, November 1643, addresses a letter to Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286835. Dear Dr. Reitman, follow up Mr. Kubi, history of primary amyloidosis, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit December, no hospital visit, 3 meals a day, few pounds weight loss, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding, hard of hearing, some frequency urgency, no cloudiness or blood, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, presently on a 30-day Holter monitor, denies chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, review system done, present medications, cardiac saline for high potassium. He increased the dose from 15 to 30 grams once a week on Demadex, Coric, started on Farxiga, next paragraph, present blood pressure 132/70, weight 131, no localized RAL wheezes, severe kyphosis, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. In June, creatinine 2.82, progressive over time. GFR 22, stage 4, high potassium, normal sodium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. History of primary amyloidosis, but no evidence for nephrotic syndrome. Blood pressure improved. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Monitor potassium in the upper side. Presently normal acid base, no valium overload, normal nutrition calcium. Presently no phosphorus binders. Tolerating Farxiga on treatment for high potassium. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. He already went to educational class. He understands the different options. We start dialysis based on symptoms. When that comes, he can make a decision of no dialysis, dialysis in center, home peritoneal, home hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula. He mentioned about exploring for potential transplant. Chemistry on a regular basis, all questions answered from patient and wife. Plan to see him back on the next 3-4 months.